Parsha begins, Atem Nitzavim Hayom. Kulchem, all of you are going to stand here today, Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem, in front of Hashem, your God. Rasheichem, Shifteichem, the heads of the tribes, Zignechem, Shotreichem, Kol Ish Yisrael. Goes on to explain, Tapchem, Nisheichem, the young kids and the women, the Gerecha, Asher Bekerev Machanecha, and Mechotev Eitzach Ad Shoev Memecha. And so the Blue Jew asks the question, why did it say Mechotev Eitzach Ad Shoev Memecha? Which means from those who cut wood to those who draw water. Usually when you're having an extreme, you go mikotze al kotze, from the lower end to the higher end, from the poor to the king. But when describing this pasuk here, it says mechotei veitzacha, which are people cutting wood, to the shoyim emecha, people drawing water, they're really on the same level. There's nothing prestigious about them. It's from right to left. It's not from up top to bottom, bottom to top. It's a very strange way, from all the way to the woodcutters to the water drawers. And so the Blue Jewry answers, Kedarko B'derech Remez, that the idea that's being described here in the Pasuk, Nitzavim, it's a Remez to Tekiah Shofar for Rosh Hashanah, blowing the shofar for Rosh Hashanah. And the Zohar explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a tremendous Eitzah in the Tekiah Shofar, and the Zohar writes that Kadosh Baruch Hu, from his great love to Am Yisrael, Yahiv Ita Lisara B'Shofar. Ita, the Ayin Yud Tes Aleph, is Aramaic for Eitzah. You switch the Tes and the Tzadi Eitzah. From the great love that Kadosh Baruch Hu has for Am Yisrael, he gave us an Eitzah of blowing the Shofar. And in the beginning of the Din, the beginning of the Mishpat for Am Yisrael is in Rosh Hashanah. That's the beginning of the Mishpat. And it ends on Shmini Atzeres, on Hoshana Rabbah, Shmini Atzeres, when they have the right to implement the Gemar Din. The Shoftim are the ones judging Rosh Hashanah, and that Din Torah carries itself out for a couple of weeks, and then finally Hoshana Rabbah is decided, and then Shmini Atzeres is when the Shoftim begin to implement the Din Torah. So the remez here is Nitzavim, Atem Nitzavim Hayom. The Zohar writes also that Hayom always means Rosh Hashanah, Yom Hadim. So Atem Nitzavim Hayom, today you're standing on Yom HaDin Hayom, all of you, Kulchem, all of you are standing here, and there's going to be Rosheichem, Shifteichem, being judged by the heads of the Shvatim, Zikneichem, Vishotreichem, being judged, Kol Ish Yisrael, everyone's going to be judged here. And Mechotei Veitzecha is a reference to the Eitzah, it means wood, but also the Eitzah, the advice that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, as the Zohar writes, the Eitzah of blowing the shofar. From the great Ava HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for us, so Mechotei Veitzecha, from the beginning, the Eitzah, when we start blowing the shofar Rosh Hashanah, that's when the Mishpat begins. Ad Shrei Mimecha, drawing the water, is a reference to Nisach HaMayim and Shmini Atzeres, where we're davening for the Gshamim. So we're being judged. Atem Nitzavim Hayom, you're beginning to be judged today in Rosh Hashanah. And all the Shoftim, the Shotim, are going to be in front. Mechotei Veitzecha, from the Yom of the Eitzah of the shofar until Shoev Mimecha, until we draw the water, until Shmini Atzeres of Tfilas HaGshamim. And the idea of these days, these Yom HaKadoshim, are meant to lahamtik hadinin hagvuros, in order to sweeten, to dilute the din, to dilute the onesh, the gemar din. And through blowing the shofar, it's meant to dilute the dinim, to mix the dinim up with chesed, din and chesed mixed together, balanced out, is rachamim. And that's the idea of tkias shofar. And that's why the gematria of Kol Shofar Kol is 136. 136 equals Chesed plus Din. It's equal to 136 because the Kol of the Shofar fuses together the Chesed and the Din, which creates then Rachamim. So that's why we say Nusach the Tefillah, Shomea Kol Truas Amo Yisrael Berachamim. The Kol creates Rachamim. That's the idea. And the word Rachamim itself is split up Rach Reish Ches, and then Mem Yud Mem Maim. Rach is the gematria of 208, which is the gematria of Yitzchak. Yitzchak represents Din, so Rach is Din Yitzchak. And then Mem Maim is Maim, water. Water represents Chesed. So the word Rachamim itself alludes to the concept of balancing between Din and Chesed, which creates Rachamim. And that's the whole idea of Kol. Kol is also, again, Kol Shofar is the gematria of Chesed plus Din, indicating Rachamim. So now we can understand the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem Lufnei Hashem Elokeichem. Hashem Elokeichem. Elokeichem is Din. Hashem, Yudke Vavke, is representing when you put Din together with Chesed, you have Rachamim. which is symbolic of the word Yud Kei Vav Kei, the Shem Hashem Yud Kei Vav Kei. So that's the idea. So as we're approaching, it's very soon, we're beginning Shlichas Matzei Shabbos, we're approaching Yom Hadin, we're approaching the weeks of Mishpat, we should be Zocha to the Kol Shofar, and more importantly, be inspired by the Kol Shofar through our actions, to be Zocha, to balance between the Din and the Chesed, to produce Rachamim, Yemir Tz Hashem. Everyone have a wonderful Shabbos.